The Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, is operating police stations in the United States. Run under the guise of administrative facilities, the stations have a more sinister purpose. They are used to track down, arrest, and extradite people wanted by the CCP. That includes dissidents against the regime and its leader, Xi Jinping. NTD's Jeremy Sandberg has more.
A Senate hearing on threats to the U.S. homeland was held on Thursday. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified.
Because we have seen a clear pattern of the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, exporting their repression right here into the U.S.
Wray says the agency is aware of the Chinese police stations on U.S. soil and is investigating. He says it's outrageous that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop without proper coordination.
It violates sovereignty and circumvents standard judicial and law enforcement cooperation processes.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas also testified. He says the threat from China is one of the most significant the U.S. faces in the homeland.
It's not only a matter of national security, it's a matter of homeland security in a number of arrays.
Mayorkas says it's up to the Justice Department to shut them down. The stations outwardly appear to serve administrative purposes, such as helping Chinese immigrants renew driver's licenses without having to leave the country. But in effect, they act as overseas police stations for the CCP. Wray says the Chinese regime hires private investigators in the U.S. to be their agents and conduct some of this work. He noted situations where bugs have been planted in Americans' cars.